Hello, it's The Gutter. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Harriet Pryor and by Adam Smith. And we are here to look at who's been linked with Liverpool, who's close to signing with Liverpool, and to have a little bit of a chat about the midfield generally and where we think the gaps are. Now, this show is going to be audio and video. So if you join us from the video, welcome. You are going to see some slides and some stats. I've got some. Harriet's got some. Adam left his at home. The dog ate his.
Don't care.
You're going to enjoy ours.
Yeah,
I can't
wait
for yours.
Don't care.
Slides aren't for me. Okay.
So we are going to flash up some slides. Obviously, for you audio peeps, we're going to do our best to describe them and stuff like that. If I don't do a very good job, it'll be someone else next week who'll be better. So there we are. Who knows? Maybe with your help, audience, there could be a clamour and I can be the Wednesday guy, but it'll probably just be Rob again. But anyway, we're going to get going with the breaking news. Now, I put at the top of the agenda, we'll do the latest on Alexis McAllister this morning. Hopefully there will be something. And there is Harriet Pryor. Fabrizio Romano, the main transfer dude, is throwing in a cheeky 35 million announcement, which, I mean, given I've heard you're worth at least 15 now, current market, with your tackle stats through the roof. I mean, it's cheap as chips.
It is really, really cheap. A lot of people were saying when we were being linked to Bellingham and then McAllister straight after, why aren't we going for Bellingham if McAllister's going to be a similar price? Because people were talking around the 100 million mark. Like, that was the fee for a World Cup winner, and you have to refer to him, I said on the show this morning, as Alexis McAllister, World Cup winner.
Indeed.
Brackets, close brackets. And yeah, 35 million is even lower than has been spoken about in the last few days. Thought the release clause would be around 45 to 50. I think Brighton fans were saying that's maybe a fair price for the player that we're going to get, but 35 seems like a steal. And if you look at some of the players we've got for around that mark in the last few years, they've all really worked out.
Gakpo, it's a sweet spot for
well.
Us.
Salah,
yeah.
There was a big list of players around that 35 million mark who have all been exceptional. And it's a bit different because obviously he's come from within the Premier League. We're a lot more familiar with him, so we maybe think it is more of a steal, but he's probably a similar level to player of that price if you were getting him from another league. So I'm all in. I'm excited about it. And it means that we've got plenty of funds, hopefully, to spend on other midfielders or defenders or whoever else you want to bring in for the rest of the summer.